start back and walk through the process from the very beginning all the way up to the final recommendations I'll share with the board on behalf of the Boundary Adjustment Committee. Really, this process, in essence, began back in November when the district contracted with Templeton Demographics out of South Lake. They are familiar with working with fast-growth districts such as Clear Creek, Tomball, Northwest out of the Dallas area, also around the Austin area, Round Rock, Pflugerville areas as well. They began soon after being contracted in November, the data collection process, which includes a number of different things. Of course, getting data from the district as far as geocoding, which in essence is a collection, a data file with addresses of students. They also come and visit with the city, look at historicals and trends with residential permitting. They talk with developers and builders alike, and also spend time physically driving through our district looking for development in new areas and redevelopment of existing neighborhoods. So they went through that process through December through February, December 15 through February 2016, presented their demographic study to the board at the February 2016 board meeting. In addition to that, they provided support and data and services to our Boundary Adjustment Committee during their six meetings spanning through the end of April and into May, and also again when they reconvened after hearing public feedback on September the 14th, excuse me, the 12th and 14th. When boundary adjustment conversations began, the board held two public forums or community input forums on April 6th and 12th, and also received email feedback via feedback@csisd.org to guide them in establishing parameters for our boundary adjustment process. On April the 18th, the board adopted the four following parameters for rezoning. They were to zone our schools for comparability, zone the schools for growth, maximize the use of our current facilities, and ensure that the splitting of middle schools didn't disadvantage any, place any students at a disadvantage. The Boundary Adjustment Committee took those four parameters and began their work on April the 28th. They had six meetings, again beginning April 28th. Going through May the 31st. And their charge is to come up with recommended zones for grades 5 through 8, for grades 9 through 12, and with the recommended zones for 9 through 12, the implementation or timeline of those zones, as well as possible grandfathering clauses for the implementation of those zones. They shared their initial recommendation the end of August, 1st of September this year. After the sharing of that initial recommendation, the district had three community feedback sessions. Those occurred on September the 6th, the 7th, and the 12th. And after the session on the 12th, the Boundary Adjustment Committee reconvened that evening. They met on September the 12th and September the 14th. In the meeting of September the 12th, the committee spoke collectively. There were two particular themes that resonated with them as far as the feedback sessions. The first was regarding grandfathering of high school students. That was their initial work. Fairly quickly that evening, they did vote 31-0 to amend their initial grades 9 through 12 grandfathering to include current year freshmen or next year's sophomores. That was a theme and message provided to them through the community feedback sessions. I will review that in detail later in my presentation. The next theme that resonated with the Boundary Adjustment Committee was that of continuity. in particular in the Nantucket area. The proposed recommendation had the Nantucket community zoned grades 5 through 8 for Oakwood and AMCMS Middle School, and then College Station High School for 9 through 12. So there was significant conversation regarding continuity and how to provide continuity for the Nantucket neighborhood. A request for additional information was made at that meeting to be brought back at the 14th meeting, and that was data and information regarding the possibility of Nantucket to remain zoned to Oakwood AMCMS and then adjust the high school zone for them to go to Consol. The committee reconvened on September the 14th and again continued their conversation regarding continuity. Eventually, the committee realized that to take on this task of continuity, there in essence were really three options. And I provided those to you in front of you. The first option that the committee discussed was Nantucket neighborhood on grades 5 through 8 to Pecan Trail, our new intermediate school, middle school number 3, and then 9 through 12 zones would be to College Station High School. The second option that the Boundary Adjustment Committee considered that was in front of them was their initial recommendation, which had Nantucket attending Oakwood A&M Consolidated Middle School and then returning 9 through 12 to College Station High School. And the third option that offered continuity, similar to option one, Oakwood to AMCMS and to Consol for 9 through 12. So there was significant conversation throughout the course of that evening. Again, the theme was continuity for the Nantucket neighborhood and the feedback they provided during those sessions. The Boundary Adjustment Committee quickly came to the conclusion that option two, their initial recommendation, did not provide that continuity and voted to eliminate that as an option. The vote was 26-4 on option two to remove it from the table. Remaining portion of the evening, again, continued to center around continuity. The two options the committee discussed for quite some time, again, option one and option three. Ultimately, at the end of the meeting, taking a vote, option one received 18 votes, and option two received, option three, it's a typo, my apologies, option three received 14 votes. The final recommendations for the Boundary Adjustment Committee for grades 5 through 8. The map provided before you, I did mark changes or try to highlight the changes as far as from the original recommendation. The Boundary Adjustment Committee did recommend that the Nantucket area, located in this vicinity, was originally in their initial proposal zoned to go to the blue, which is Oakwood and AMCMS. The Boundary Adjustment Committee amended their initial recommendation and offers Nantucket into the Pecan Trail Middle School 3 zones for grades 5 through 8. And again, reviewing our map, that's the only part of the grade 5 through 8 recommendation that was adjusted by the committee based on feedback from the community. Again, the blue area is zoned grades 5 through 8 for Oakwood and AMCMS. The green area in the center part of your map is a zone for Cypress Grove and College Station Middle School. And the yellow, Pecan Trail, which is our new intermediate school, and middle school number 3. We'll review the numbers from that recommendation, grades 5 through 8, the comparability. At the end of last year, May 2016, Oakwood had a low SES percent of 46.8 and Cypress Grove 24.8. The recommendation from the committee has Oakwood at 36.8, Cypress Grove at 35.1, and Pecan Trail at 36.4. Those are for our intermediates, our 5 and 6 campuses. The chart, the bottom half of the page, shows you the percentages for our 7 and 8 campuses. The end of last year, May 2016, the low SES percent for AMCMS was 45.8, CSMS was 21.7. The recommendation has the projections of AMCMS at 36%, CSMS at 32.8, and middle school number 3 at 33.2%. That's the comparability component. When we look at growth and utilization of our facilities, top chart are the intermediate schools. Oakwood, because we had opened our third intermediate next year, 17-18, that's where I began the enrollment numbers. Oakwood next year would be projected to be at 651. You can follow those numbers out. It was projected out to 2024-25. With enrollment of 714 students. Cypress Grove will go into next year with 786 students. If you project that number out to 2024-25, it would be at 882. Pecan Trail, first year open, would be 677 students, and we project out to 888. None of those numbers reached a predetermined capacity for those particular facilities. For the middle schools, for 7 and 8, A&M Consolidated Middle School, this would be in 18-19 when we open our third middle school. We projected to have 625 students. If you project that out to 24-25, that number is 727 students. College Station Middle School, in 18-19, we'd have 777 students and project out to 891 in the year 2024-25. Middle school number 3 that would be set to open in the year 18-19 is projected to open with 718 students with an enrollment of 1,002 in 2024-25. The underlying values beginning with a 936 in the year 2021-22 and out signify the enrollments going beyond the projected capacity of 925. The splits, one of the parameters is also to be cognizant of middle school splits. With the BAC recommendation, College Station Middle School, 48% of those students would go to Consol High School and 52% to CSHS. Students at A&M Consolidated Middle School, 84% would attend Consol High School, 16% CSHS. And with our new middle school number 3, 18% of those students go to Consol High School and 82% to College Station High School. For grades 9 through 12, there were no changes from the original recommendation made by the committee. I'll review the map very quickly. Again, the blue area is the planning area or recommended zone for Consolidated High School. The yellow is a recommended zone for College Station High School. And again, there were no adjustments as far as the zones associated with the 9 through 12 recommendations from the committee. Numbers associated with those recommendations: low SES percent at the end of last school year at Consol was 35.9% and 19.7 at CSHS. The recommended zones by the Boundary Adjustment Committee, that Consol at 29.6% and CSHS at 29%. Enrollment growth and the use of facilities. beginning in 1718 when these recommended zones would be implemented. Consol would start with 1,965 students. If you project that enrollment out to 2425, that would be 2,739 students. College Station High School would begin next year with 1,873 students and project out to 2,934 in the 24-25 school year. Much as I did on the 5 through 8 boundaries, I did underline the enrollment numbers in relation to being over capacity calculations for those facilities. College Station High School beginning in 21-22 and Consol the following year in 22-23. Along the lines of grandfathering, the initial recommendations for grandfathering for grades 5 through 8, there were no changes regarding the original recommendation. I'll read through this quickly. The recommendation is for students who are entering their last year in intermediate or middle school when the zones take effect, may elect to grandfather for 1 year. These students could stay at their current school for their final year if they can provide transportation. Again, that's not a change from the initial recommendation from the Boundary Adjustment Committee. They did, as I mentioned earlier in the presentation, recommend a change to the 9 through 12 grandfathering clause. I've highlighted the change here. I'll read through this. The recommendation is for students entering their sophomore, junior, or senior year when the new zones take effect in August 2017, may elect to grandfather. So it now includes current year freshmen. These students could stay at their current school through graduation if they can provide their own transportation. High school younger siblings of sophomores, juniors, and seniors who to elect to grandfather in 17-18 are eligible to grandfather as well, and may elect to stay at the school until graduation if they can provide their own transportation. Any siblings younger than high school age in 17-18 are not eligible for grandfathering.